lovely. Welcome to The Color of Fashion, a podcast where I discuss unique fashion perspectives and dissect trends with the precision of a fashion surgeon. My name, Michelle Washington, and I use my 20 plus years of experience as a fashion industry professional to dig deep into the complex issues. Thank you for joining me. Well, as soon as you hear my voice, you know it's time to talk fashion, baby, fashion. And I'm standing on the corner of I Woke Up Like This and Flex Girl Flex. And since I'm international podcast now, I'd like to say hello, hola, bonjour, konnichiwa, guten tag, and ni hao, fam. Let's get into it. I'm here to talk about all things fierce and fabulous. I'm your host with the most, the trendsetter atalk, the couture connoisseur. This time, we're riding high on the fashion frontier, bringing you all of the juiciest tidbits straight from the wild, wild world of fashion. So saddle up, because today we're talking about the revival of Western cowboy apparel that's got everybody two-stepping with excitement. Now, you might be wondering, how in the world did cowboy gear hitch a horse ride back into the spotlight? Well, let me tell you, it's all thanks to a couple of heavy hitters in the music and fashion game, Pharrell Williams and Beyoncé. While there isn't, well, I'm just going to say, we haven't noticed an official announcement of a collaboration between Louis Vuitton and Beyoncé, the undeniable parallels of influence suggest a symbolic exploration of two artists. First up, we gotta tip our hats to Louis Vuitton's men's creative director, Pharrell Williams, who premiered his fashion line of fall-winter 2024 collection in Paris, presenting a line infused with Western influences. And let me tell you, it was like the Wild Wild West collided with high fashion heaven. Pharrell's collection took classic cowboy threads and gave them a futuristic twist, just mixing rugged charm with sleek sophistication. We're talking fringe jackets and boots so fly, they'll have you two-stepping with attitude. Pharrell presented audiences with an embellished cowboy core aesthetic. Models walked onto a dusty copper carpeted runway. Say that three times fast, staged by a backdrop of rocky desert mountains, wearing chaps, turquoise earrings, bolero ties. Yes, those cute bolero ties. Well, I think they're cute, with the nice little silver tips at the end, and suit jackets with cactus motifs. Now, this collection captured the essence of Western heritage with a touch of luxury and contemporary flair. Cowboy boots so sharp they'll cut through barbed wire, and denim jackets so fly they'll make John Wayne jealous. But hold on to your spurs, because the cowboy craze didn't stop there. I'm talking about Queen Bey herself. Beyoncé rode into town with her jaw-dropping Cowboy Carter album release, setting the stage on fire with her fierce fashion and undeniable talent, from rhinestone-studded cowboy hats to denim-on-denim ensembles that make even the toughest cowboy swoon. Beyoncé's take on cowboy couture has us all hollering for more. Now, shortly after the launch of the Louis Vuitton Fall Winter Collection, Beyoncé revealed the release date of her highly anticipated Cowboy Carter album on the night of the Super Bowl. And before that, Beyoncé showcased a rodeo-inspired ensemble by none other than Louis Vuitton at the 66th Annual Grammy Awards. Now, Beyoncé wore a Louis Vuitton jacket embellished with Louis Vuitton iconic checkerboard crafted in crystal, paired with a matching skirt and topped off with a striking cowboy hat fully embracing the cowboy core culture. Now, on the cover of the Texas Hold'em, showcases Beyonce wearing a tuxedo jacket and a Stetson cowboy hat. It's not a coincidence that Beyonce's many appearances in a cowboy hat has sparked attention. Trend analysis data obtained by Fashionista.com shows a 400% increase. Yes, I said 400% increase in interest of cowboy hats compared to a year ago. Cowboy Carter's influence on fashion is inevitable, and Beyonce's country era has helped bring a new audience to Stetson. That's right, John B. Stetson, the famous hat manufacturer established in 1865, credited as the inventor of the cowboy hat, could not have foreseen the growth of Western wear. The Stetson brand quickly jumped onto Beyonce's bandwagon. Oh yes, Stetson's vice president of marketing, Tyler Thornton, told WWD, when Beyonce decided to reconnect with her Texas roots and embrace Western style, she reached for the genuine article, Stetson. We've been working with her and her stylist on custom hats ever since, some of which she's worn in public, others yet to make their debut. It's like they say, you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl. And that's what I have to say about global R&B superstar gone country, Beyonce, who is originally from Houston, Texas. Now, some of y'all might be thinking, but Michelle, isn't cowboy gear just for, well, cowboys? Oh, honey, let me tell you, I have never set foot on a ranch in my life. This isn't your granddaddy's rodeo, and the revival of Western wear isn't about reliving the past. It's about taking those timeless threads and giving them a whole new life. Whether you're strutting down the street or tearing up the dance floor, cowboy chic is the name of the game, darling. And let's talk fabrics, honey. We're talking buttery, soft leathers that mold to your curves like a second skin. Denim so durable it could withstand a stampede and fringe. So fierce, it's practically flirting with the wind. It's about blending the best of the old with the sassiest of the new, mixing tradition with a whole lot of attitude. So for people who want to join the fashion trend, there are some items to complete your Western wear that you probably can find in your closet. Number one, when it comes to cowboy couture, denim is your best friend. Number two, you've got to have a great pair of cowboy boots. Cowboy boots can make or break your Western outfit. Lastly, the cowboy hat. And really, don't forget the fringe. Western accessories like a bolo tie, belt buckles, and don't be afraid to turn it up a notch with a little bit of rhinestone bling. Yes, I need to have my bling. Rhinestones on the belt buckle, that's me. So whether you're a city slicker looking for a little Western attitude flair with your wardrobe, or a country cutie ready to embrace your inner rodeo star, there's never been a better time to hop on the cowboy bandwagon, thanks to Pharrell's futuristic vision and Beyonce's unstoppable swagger. Western wear isn't just making a comeback, it's taking over the fashion world one fringe at a time. Well, folks, that's all we have time for today, but keep rocking that cowboy chic. Today's interesting fact, on Cowboy Carter, you'll find country icon Dolly Parton talking about that hussy with the good hair before introducing Beyoncé's take on her legendary song, Jolene. You'll also find Country Music Hall of Famer Willie Nelson hosting a hour aptly called Smoke Show, and pioneering Black country music artist Linda Martell hosting on the album a little vocal skit called KNTRY Radio, Country Radio. I thought that was so cute. By tapping into these stars for interludes, Beyoncé basically positions herself in the country space, honoring the legends who have gone before her. The inclusion of Martell, however, is especially significant. In 1969, Linda Martell was the first Black female artist to enter the top 25 on Billboard's country charts, and in the same year, the first Black woman to perform at the Grand Old Opry stage, making 11 appearances between 1969 and 1975. Don't believe me? Look it up. Mother has spoken. As always, I'm here to bring you all of the ooh, all of the ah, and all of the things. Yes, all of the things. Thank you for tuning in. Want more fashion and style gems? Visit my website, StylistMichelleWashington.com, and also register for my monthly online masterclass, Owning Your Style. Like this podcast? Please subscribe and share. Until next time, stay fly, stay fresh, and stay fabulous. Life is too short for boring outfits, and remember, a smile is always in style. Keep it fashionable.